Doing?
Spanning the globe to bring joy to one and all.
All right, boys, prepare to be dazzled.
Righting the wrongs.
That's what I'm talking about.
Your daily dose of positive nuggets.
Ah, I'm so happy I can't even feel my arms.
A show for the faint of heart.
This is crazy.
Spreading sprinkles of knowledge as far as the eye can see.
You is talking loco, and I like it.
Jay Daniels.
Well, there's nothing like experimenting.
Kevin James.
My life is good. Really good.
It's that I just don't care.
And anyone else who wants to work for free. It's Spokane's official morning show. Jay and Kevin.
Hello, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, kids and adults of all ages and sizes. Hello and hi there. It is I, the Righteous Reverend Jay Daniels, broadcasting a live from beautiful downtown Spokane, Washington, 98201. Live from Studio C, second floor, Digital World Broadcast Center of the KXOY building. It's Wednesday. It is 4/17/24. Hello and welcome to the program. Hi, guys.
Howdy.
Hi. Said do something different. We're trying to mix it up. Do something. Yes. Break your routine. So, does it smell like gas? Do I smell like gas, Kevin?
Not that I notice.
Okay, good.
I mean, usually I'm pretty sensitive to that smell.
Well,
but
certainly, yeah.
I also haven't been in here. I went into Steve's room, also known as the quiet chamber, and I went in there for a little bit, and then, so I haven't really sniffed you yet.
Okay, good. I'm hoping, I thought maybe I spilled some on me, because I couldn't, well, first of all, my son picks up we stored a car over the winter, and he picked it up last night, and then apparently wasn't paying attention, but as he pulled into the driveway, he's like, man, this thing's like on fumes, like literally on fumes. So he comes upstairs, he's like, hey, I know you guys are gonna take the car tomorrow, you gotta drop off the other car, get some stuff fixed, blah blah blah. I mean, it's like, it's not like completely out of gas, but like, you know, it's like halfway
the
below
term
the
running
E.
Running fumes means it's completely out of gas.
Yeah, it's halfway below the E. I'm like, yeah. What does that mean? I mean, he goes, well,
that's,
I don't know if we're gonna make it to the gas station. I didn't see it till, like, he goes, I didn't look at it. You know, I mean, I get it. You didn't pay attention to it. But so this morning I have a gas can, so I grabbed a gas can and I went and poured gas in it. And it was dark and it's parked outside. It's in the street, and I was like, I know I spilled some on something.
Yes.
And I couldn't figure out where I had spilled it. So I changed shoes because I thought that was it. Then I get in the truck and all I can smell is gas. Now I don't know where it's coming from.
Oh, yeah. Then you're like, where is it?
And so then I took about 7 gallons of sanitizer and the Axe body spray that was sitting over there on the counter. I sprayed that on my hands. I don't know. I think I might have got it, but
it's weird because I don't smell it, Jay. And that smell so strong that normally I would smell it right away.
Yeah, it was like literally washed my hands 50 times, sanitizer 50 times, found some Axe body spray, put lotion on, washed them again.
I don't smell any of those
okay,
things.
Okay, good. So it's just like battery acid scrubbing my skin with it.
Wow.
But the good news is I started my day doing something different.
Yes. I did too, but mine was way more fun. I'll tell you about that coming up in my first thought.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, that's way less stinky than yours.
All I kept thinking when I was standing out there putting gas in the car was, it's cold. Oh, it also reminded me of this one. Is this the right one?
The Jay and Kevin Show.
Don't you wish their hot air could fill your gas tank?
Oh, that's not it. I was hoping it was the, do you remember the guy?
Oh, yes. The guy who called the
I don't think
TV
we have that
station.
Anymore. Yes.
He was looking to talk to the TV station about something important.
Right.
And that has been taken out of the system, Jay.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. That because he wanted to talk about all the things and then
something political, then we got him sidetracked with, when was the last time you got gas on your shoes?
I don't get gasoline. I don't spill gasoline on my shoes. Okay, you're perfect. We don't get too many of those news calls anymore. Steve, do you get news calls? Oh, Steve's mic's off.
Turn your mic on.
Still off.
Auxiliary.
There you go.
No. I wondered why you were so quiet.
It turned me off. I had it on. Something different.
So this morning it did?
It automatically turned you off?
I did record something in there yesterday, Steve. Oh. And so I know that I had it shut off.
But oh, maybe I usually just leave it on. So maybe
yeah,
I just...
Yeah, that's
so
that probably what it was. Yeah.
Did you not hear me say good morning?
I didn't hear anything, no. I looked down a couple times. I'm like, oh, maybe Steve's busy doing something.
Yeah, huh? I thought he was in there doing a project or something.
Did you give him a project? I gave him some...
I gave him a project earlier today.
Was it decoupage? Because that's what I gave him.
Decoupage?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what decoupage is, and I don't feel like Kevin. I want to give it to another guy.
Yeah, you just take that Mod Podge stuff, and then you can like, put it on puzzles and stuff. And
What is... I don't know any of the words you're saying.
Oh, man. You gotta do
I did a project last night. I did arts and crafts last night at my house. And it was so fun because it went well. That never happens.
Wow. Okay, yeah.
Wait, you did it without me?
What'd you make?
I made stuff for the Second Chance Prom. Like the VIP tables, they're all going to have...
You made artwork?
A theme.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, like the acrylic stands that you put on a table that you can put a picture in or a menu or whatever.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so I did that. So they'll have like a picture. Like one table, for example, is 90s, like 90s pop music
Got
or whatever.
It.
And so it has a picture of Snoop Dogg and Tupac together showing off all their rings. That's like the big picture on the table. Then each so-called ticket is another little picture with a prom thing that I had to glue on the back of it.
Should have just Mod Podged it.
What is Mod Podge?
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I don't know. That's a stupid... Kevin's stupid.
It is not stupid. He lives in our area a lot.
Okay.
He has a place. He's famous for being...
Wahlberg.
Kevin James.
Who?
Mark Wahlberg.
Oh, I guess it's not a stupid clue, Rick.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
If you would like Kevin to call you stupid, you can call now.
Oh, well, that's kind of safe for Rick. Rick and I have a very special relationship.
Yeah.
Man, Rick texted me last night, and I forgot to respond to him.
Oh, way to go. True friend.
Hold on. No,
too busy doing Mod Podge.
I was not Mod Podging, James. Can I give a shout out to a project, though? Project? Product.
Product.
You just introduced me to Mod Podge, which looks awesome.
Yay.
Because it's like spray glue.
So great.
That looks really
helpful. What that is. Yeah.
Now, that could have worked for me.
Mm-hmm, but?
But I used to, again, I was sticking 4x6 pictures to another 4x6 picture
back
to back.
Right.
And I used Scotch two-sided tape and this little roller that you just put it on there, you rolled it down, and when you get to where you're done, there's no tricky trying to cut it or anything. You just lift it up, and it cuts. It worked so good.
Cuts like a knife?
Yeah, it's one of those projects where you go, if I have the right tools, this is going to be easy.
Right.
But if I have the wrong tools, it's a nightmare. And that product from Scotch, I didn't believe that it was going to work as good as it did.
A plus?
And it did. I would be a spokesperson for them.
Wow.
Oh. I don't know if they're listening.
Well, I mean, clearly they are.
Scotch tape? Hello. I'm here for you. Great product.
Do they need really advertising, well. Scotch tape? Do they really need it?
Probably not. But that doesn't mean I can't offer it, right? At least throw it out there for them.
You can do Scotch tape, and I could do Black Label Johnny Walker blended Scotch.
Okay.
So we'd have both sides of Scotch, and Steve could do
Scottish. I see Scotch. I thought maybe that was your new favorite drink.
I see
you were doing Scotch.
Because if you say Scotch to to certain people, they think tape.
Yes.
Like my kindergarten teacher wife is going to go Scotch. She's going to think tape. Certain people you say Scotch to, they're going to be like Johnny Walker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Steve, you could do butterscotch.
There you go.
I didn't realize I was turning 105.
Yeah, congrats.
Do you associate butterscotch with old people?
Not all the time, but the majority of the time.
Do you? Okay. Because I guess that is true. The butterscotch hard candies
Yeah.
were a thing
It's those
many years ago.
Is that what a Werther's is, right? Isn't that a Werther's original? Aren't they butterscotch? What are they?
Well, they might be butterscotch, but that's not the ones I think of.
I think of those, yeah.
The butterscotch discs.
The hard candy disc with the little like yellow wrapping on it.
Pure butterscotch.
Yeah.
Where the Werther's has some other stuff going on, right?
I don't.
Because it tastes very different.
Isn't it chewy?
The butterscotch.
I mean, I think Werther's is kind of like hard but yet chewy once it softens up a little bit. The one you're thinking about is just crunchy if you were to bite it.
Yeah, it's just a hard disc, all butterscotch. Butterscotch shake from Zips growing up was my absolute favorite.
Really?
Thing.
I don't think I've had that. Gosh. They still have that?
Yeah, I think they do.
Yes, please.
Please, someone tell me if they do. And if they do.
Hello, my name Steve's is Producer Steve. Producer Steve. Producer Steve.
Hi, Steve. I am your biggest fan.
Thank you so much.
Steve is my middle name. My first name is
Producer.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Producer Steve.
Who loves orange soda?
Steve loves orange soda.
Oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes, it's true. Ooh.
All ready for this?
Oh, yeah.
Please welcome to the show the one and only Producer Steve.
Producer Steve.
Hi, Steve.
Hello. I had enough adventure yesterday. It's fine.
What was yesterday's adventure? Oh, you went out to the fairgrounds.
Yeah, which was a good time.
What was the announcement? I didn't hear it.
Met some people. You didn't hear it? You weren't listening?
Kevin. I was not listening, Steve. I'm sorry.
Very disappointed.
Oh, sad.
I was busy working, man.
He's a working man, bro.
Yeah. No, concert announcement. Unveiling. Very exciting.
And it was?
Clay Walker and...
Eddie Montgomery.
Very exciting.
Eddie Montgomery and Flo Rida.
Flow Rider.
Excuse me?
Yes.
And
I'm sorry. I should have got excited for Clay. Flow Rider is coming?
Yes.
And Ian Munsek. Yeah. So it's,
Ian Munsek.
Yeah. So, there you go.
Are you most excited about Flow Rider?
Yeah. I do love Clay Walker.
Now, Flow Rider's been here a few times, right?
He has, and I miss it every time.
Okay. All right.
He was at the casino.
I think twice, actually. He was at, wasn't he at the North Idaho Fair?
No. That was.
Was that? That wasn't Flo Rida?
I don't think so.
He was at Northern Quest.
That was Lil Jon.
Oh, I think. No. Yeah. Well, I mean, Lil Jon may have been there, but I thought Flo Rida was there, too.
I don't remember any time he's been here, I can tell you this. I've missed him because it's been days where I've had something else going on and I couldn't change my schedule. But.
September 12th, I believe, if I'm remembering correctly.
September 12th.
Yeah, because I think it's 10, 11, 12.
So are Clay Walker and Eddie Montgomery together?
I think it's 9, 11, 12.
Oh, what did I say?
You said 10, 11, 12. I think one of them is on the 9th. Okay. I'll double check.
But. Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Jay.
It's in that range, though.
Mm-hmm. Why am I asking Jay when Steve was the one there doing it? There. Steve.
Well, because he knows more than I do.
I know he does. I know, but I'm still trying to ask you since you were the guy there doing it.
I was talking to people, and they had the information, really.
Sure.
Clay Walker and Eddie Montgomery, that's a show together?
That's correct.
Or two separate nights?
It's together.
It's a show together.
Yes,
thank you, Steve.
Now I feel bad.
It's a good show.
I would have said the wrong thing.
Now I feel like I'm actually stealing Steve's thunder. I apologize.
No, because I would have said it wrong.
It's going to be great. I always look forward to all the fairs. I mean, I don't want to skip over to September yet. I mean,
no,
I'll get my tickets
for that.
And stuff, but I'm not going to,
Yeah, it was a little strange. So I was talking to a couple of guys who had the info, and I was like, oh, it's coming up in really just a few months. And I'm like, that kind of sounds weird to say, but
well,
it kind of is true.
Yeah, in 5 months.
It is, and those 5 months go fast, but it is it's the sweetest time of year here.
It's your favorite, right?
Yeah.
Fall?
I mean, fall
you were
is
fall
my favorite.
Guy.
Oh, yeah. Getting there. I was saying, but skipping over the
oh,
summer
no,
is
no,
not cool.
No, no, I understand that.
I don't think I would like fall without summer.
Oh, because you already were hot, and now you wouldn't mind if it cooled down.
There it is.
Yeah.
So if we had fall right now, you would not approve.
Steve, you have no idea what you're in for this summer.
By the way, 10, 11, 12 is correct, Steve. So you're absolutely right. No, it's what you said.
Oh. 10, 11, 12, those are the days of the show.
September 10th, September 11th, September 12th.
Okay.
Perfect.
Well, it was in that range. Same thing.
Mm, sure.
Same thing.
Yeah. If people show up a day before, then they're just early.
That's correct. Yeah, Steve, I think I was confused when they said 9, 10, 11, and 12.
I was like,
because it's 9, because it's September 10th, yes. September 11th, September 12th.
Correct.
Oh, I
and
see
I was like,
whoa,
oh, there's 4 shows. You've only listed 3 acts. I don't quite understand what's happening there. But anyway, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday this year.
Perfect, Jay. I look forward to it. The fair is always fun. Do you go to a lot of fairs, Steve, or will this kind of be
hilarious.
A first time?
Why is that funny?
Come on. You don't go anywhere. You went to the fairgrounds yesterday when it was closed and you got excited.
I know. Jay, that's that's very fair.
Why can't you be excited when something is closed?
I mean, he's like, I am here at the fairgrounds. This is awesome. There's a gigantic parking lot here and a bunch of closed buildings.
It was a big parking lot.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Can you still hear the radio?
We're not going to be able to hear you. You're just going to have to count to like 10 seconds and then, you know, take the phone out or whatever. So we won't be able to hear you.
Kevin James.
I drive a truck. You want me to count? We'll try that.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Secret Sound coming up at 7:20 this morning. I don't know. What's the jackpot up to, Steve? Any idea off the top of your head?
392.
Okay. Oh, all right. Right. So in that ballpark, already is almost $400. So we'll play at 7:20 this morning. Also, thanks to Roberta for the tea. I know she stopped by yesterday at the fairgrounds there and dropped it off. Steve, nice job of remembering to bring it in.
Oh my gosh, and Roberta, I owe you a text. If you're listening, I will text you today. You text the other day, and I think it was during the show, and I saw it, and then I never responded.
That's the second time you've already said this morning that you've forgotten to respond to people on your phone.
It's so true.
What are you doing?
She also dropped off some delicious Zips burgers, so thank you for that.
Where are those?
Wait, what?
Did you bring the...
Yeah, those, stuff.
Whoa. Wait,
were they all for you?
Things happened. And
how many burgers did you have?
Well, I had one, and then there was another one for
the promo tech?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that makes sense. Great. Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah. I was gonna. When you said burgers, I thought you had like 2 or 3 of them, and you decided to, you know, have one, then take a couple home and put them in your freezer or whatever it is you do over there.
What I would have done.
I know, man. This guy over here, Kevin.
We don't deserve him.
Audio of all time, Katy Perry. Very excited when Jelly Roll was on. I told you that the judges really seemed to love Jelly on American Idol, and I think you saw. Did you see most of it?
I have not watched it yet.
Oh, you haven't
Jay.
Seen
I
that one.
That one I have recorded. I got to go back and watch it.
Yeah, just did a great job with the contestants.
I got to say, Jelly Roll was crazy. When he came on the show, he is like, I was convinced that anything he said. He could run for president. He could be my pastor. He could sell me anything. So I love him. And to have, you know, any of these guys plus Jelly on the show would be amazing. I love you, Jelly.
Yeah, he's a likable.
He is. Jay, you know, we went through the experience, having met Jelly a couple times now, where I'll admit, when he first came out, I liked his song, but I was really on the fence about him as like a person. Like, I don't know. Do I like this guy, not like this guy? What's the interview going to be like? You're with him for 30 seconds, and you are already sucked in.
And I feel like he's gotten better. Like, the second time we interviewed him, he was much more comfortable with being at his intensity level, which is pretty high.
Full genuine him, where I think at first it was probably like, well, that people aren't going to buy that.
Yeah, he was like, very kind of guarded also, feeling like there was a lot of judgment and, you know, that whole thing. And I think he still goes through that. Well, in fact, he mentioned that the other day about, you know, people saying that he's not country.
I often have had to fight the critics that say, not critics, fan critics that say Jelly Roll's not country. But when you're in Los Angeles, California, you're walking around the Grammys, you realize I'm a f***ing hillbilly, right? You know what I'm saying? Like, you realize, like, I might as well just came out of a deer stand compared to everybody here, you know?
Compared to L.A.
That's so great.
It's a bad comparison, but yeah, it's totally
no,
great.
But I know what he means. Yeah. Like, you get in the rest of the world and you go, yeah, no, I'm pretty much a hillbilly.
Yeah. Gosh. Nick Offerman audio or Mike Tyson audio?
Dude, I love both of these guys so much. I only want the Mike Tyson audio because I heard it yesterday and it made me laugh because I was like, that does not sound human.
Right. Well, if we were to do the secret sound, no one would ever get it.
Yeah, if you said, Jay and Kevin, secret sound, what is this? Let me hear it one more time.
It sounds like an alien. It literally sounds like an alien, does it not?
Or like animals fighting or something.
Nope.
You know what it kind of sounds like? A little bit?
What's that?
You know when you hold your cheeks and you go... Kind of sounds like that.
Do it again.
Same.
Yeah, that might be it.
No, it's not.
Yeah. It just
thank
full,
you.
It's for, full yeah. of energy and rage.
Yeah. It's just Mike Tyson sprinting in a hotel.
It's Tyson. Now, I saw the video, unfortunately, and it is the first time that I was like, okay, you're 57. You're not going to win.
Now, also, everything Kevin, seen, was he good at sprinting before? Because he's not built to sprint.
He's not a sprinter. But it is, there are some things that you can do pretty well when you get older.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's sprinting.
Man, sprinting and jumping, two things that don't go well
they do
after
not
a while.
Go well. Yeah, at 57, it's tough. I don't care who you are.
Somebody yells go, and Mike starts running, and that's the noise he makes with his mouth.
Go!
I wonder what sounds he would make if he was playing tennis.
Yeah, imagine. Oh my gosh, that is insane. Yeah, that does not sound like anything a human would do.
No, that's not human.
No. And that is your audio vault for a Wednesday. It is April the 17th, 2024.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
What is said to happen if you play a country song in reverse?
Oh, man, I didn't get to that one.
But you did say radar, which is...
That's incorrect.
Kevin James.
You get your car back, your house back. Oh, man.
Yeah. Mike said it turns into rap.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
All right, well, the second chance prom is fast approaching. It's coming up. Gosh, it seems like it's real close. Like, I should know the date, like maybe this weekend or something.
It is this week. It hit me hard yesterday where, you know, Second Chance Prom is a little project that I put together last year for the first time. This year I'm real excited because...
So it's your second chance at the Second Chance Prom.
It's the Second
then.
Chance, Second yeah. Chance. Oh, for sure. Because I never stop giving people a second chance.
Uh-huh.
That's kind of the way I look at it.
Thank goodness.
And this year I'm excited because we're doing the money for, you know, raising some funds for our food drive.
Right.
And so... That's I like
that.
It.
Yeah, it's awesome.
It's I don't know why I didn't think of that last year, but
well, you know, slow grow. You can't think of it all first time.
Yeah. But it is coming up fast. I saw the little thing where I went on the event page where they sell the tickets and it said this morning, your event is in 3 days, and I almost threw up.
Yeah, right.
I was like, oh good Lord.
That's don't hilarious. Do that.
Here, but yeah, it is fun, but I started thinking about yesterday. We're giving away a pair of tickets each day leading up to the prom. And I was like, I want to hear people's prom, you know, maybe it didn't go quite right stories and why you would maybe want a second chance to go to the prom.
Sure.
How about this? Krista said, I only went to a friend's prom. I was his date. I got the dress, the hair, the makeup. I did it all. All was good, but then we got there, and he ended up spending the entire night with his ex-girlfriend.
Oh, wow.
As you can imagine, it wasn't a real fun night for me. And the other bummer is she's going with a friend who wasn't even at her, it wasn't her prom, so she didn't know anybody else.
Oh, that's terrible.
No good at all.
Yeah, that's a bummer.
Taylor says, I drove my dad's truck and tried parking in the garage at the Davenport.
Uh-oh.
But I got a little too close to the pillar and scraped the entire passenger side.
Man.
White paint down the entire side of the truck.
It is weird because sometimes you will drive a vehicle you don't normally drive. You know, like you go,
absolutely. Yeah, that's a classic prom thing, right?
Right. I remember I drove my folks' car instead of driving the normal Pontiac Sunbird or the Pinto.
Yeah.
I got to drive the Caprice Classic, and whoa, that was like driving a limousine.
Fancy.
Yeah.
I remember one year going to the prom. We
Power
took the,
windows, guys, huh?
We took the family truckster.
A van?
Six of us went. No, it was my mom's station wagon.
Oh, the station wagon. Yes.
Yeah. It was so nice, dude. And it was brand new, too.
Wow.
Well, not brand new. That's a lie. I mean, that's
new enough.
It seemed new. It seemed so shiny.
Yeah.
It seemed just so shiny. Yeah, that was nice.
What kind of vehicle did you drive to prom, Steve?
Prom, we got a limo for.
Whoa, what's it like to be richer than the rest of us?
But for homecoming, I drove, the Honda Odyssey.
Okay, nice.
Honda Odyssey,
baby.
Okay. You know what I drove, Steve?
The Women Crazy?
1967. Candy Apple Red Ford Mustang. Beauty.
Ooh, mm-hmm. Candy Apple.
I took
Apple.
Pictures with it.
Yeah.
In the park before the prom. That's how cool it was.
Yeah.
Still has it.
Yeah. Lisa said, went to the senior prom. Jay, I'm ignoring you. Mm-hmm. I will not get my blood pressure up today. Went to the senior prom. My boyfriend decided that was a good time to break up with me.
Oh, man.
Worst night of my life at the time.
Well, yeah.
I mean, love that. At the time.
Yeah, everything seems like at the time.
Michelle had a rough go at the prom. On the way to dinner before prom, my date and I were hit outside the restaurant by a city bus.
Like, in a car they were hit?
Yes.
Holy smokes.
Car was totaled, but at least we weren't hurt somehow.
Oh, my gosh.
I'd love to talk to Michelle and find out, like, how did you end up getting to the prom then? Like, your car's totaled.
Right.
Parents or somebody must have come and picked you up.
Holy smokes.
There's always a bicycle built for two.
Lime scooter.
Great idea, Steve. Great idea, Steve.
Oh, yeah, Lime scooter. Yeah.
Stephanie has quite a tale of her prom not going quite right and why she'd maybe like a second chance at the prom. I borrowed a purse last minute from one of my friends. I only needed it for my chapstick, so I didn't open it. I just, tossed the chapstick in.
Right.
Went to the prom.
Uh-oh.
She's like, well, it was one of those tiny little purses, and I get there, and they're doing the security thing because this was right after some of the school shootings had happened, so they started doing the metal detectors and bag searches. I thought nothing of it, but I was mortified when opening up the purse and dumped out on the table, and by the way, it's the principal.
Who's doing the searching?
And the mayor of their town.
The mayor?
He's the principal and the mayor.
Oh, he's both. I see. I thought it was two guys. I'm like, whoa.
Who dumps it out, and it's full of very embarrassing items that fell out.
Yeah.
I'm not going to tell you what they were.
Yeah, I think we can draw the dots. We can connect the dots. Yeah.
She said, I was absolutely humiliated in front of him.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then Tracy said this, and I would like to know if anybody else thinks this is true. I hated prom. Only the snobs would go.
Oh, wow.
I've never thought of it that way.
I mean, I feel like almost, I don't know, I have no idea what it's like now, but I think back then, just shy of 100 years ago, I think pretty much everybody went.
It seemed like it, yeah. Yeah. And I know.
Seems awfully snobby of you to.
Yeah, it was very much.
No, now Steve may have been one of the snobs in his limo.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah,
he may have fit that category. I don't think all the proms I went to, which was a lot, I never did a limo.
Yeah, because you're not a snob like some people who work here.
You know, if you split it between a bunch of people, it's, oh my gosh.
What?
My mic on still.
Steve, how did you go with a bunch of kids in the limo, or was it just you?
Oh, just solo? You think it was just me? Just
he
one
was
person?
Actually well, by maybe. Himself.
Yeah.
Driver to the prom.
That's what I wondered. I didn't know.
If you'd like tickets to the Second Chance prom for this weekend, we've got them for you. We can give them away right now, as a matter of fact.
Absolutely.
All right, let's do it. It's coming up on Saturday, 7 to midnight. At the Skyline Ballroom at the Centennial Hotel. If you want to buy tickets, make sure you get them. You can go to SpokaneProm.com, correct?
Yeah, SpokaneProm.com is where you go. Get those tickets. It is going to be a really, really fun night.
All right, so if you want to win the tickets, 509-441-0999, call number 7.